The Bureau of Land Management has moved closer to allowing access by Enefit, an Estonian company, to commercial oil shale drilling rights in Uinta County. The operation would be the first of its kind in the United States. Environmental advocacy groups are concerned that oil shale production will only intensify Utah's air quality problem. And Mariah Tapp, Energy Program Director with the Grand Canyon Trust, says that she is apprehensive about oil shale's carbon footprint.
The carbon footprint of oil shale is 165% greater than West Texas Intermediate crude, and so it has quite a significant carbon footprint, which is one of the main reasons that we're really concerned about this type of hydrocarbon development being introduced in the United States. This would be the first time oil shale has ever been commercially developed.
It is estimated that at full capacity, 50,000 barrels of oil would be produced at the site per day. Part of the project proposal would give Enefit access to the White River. Tapp says that projections show that a large amount of water would be needed for the oil shale process.
Enefit hasn't ever submitted a plan of development, so they're asking BLM to grant a right-of-way without letting them look at the plan that they are going to use to develop the oil shale. Back in 2012, BLM did an analysis that included a water impact analysis for projects, and their numbers came up between 2 and 10 barrels of water per barrel of oil produced.
According to the Energy Information Administration, the U.S. ranks second in the world in terms of recoverable oil shale resources. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.